I would say for me, the biggest set of findings relate to the priorities of voters, and that is the problems that people regard as the most important issues affecting their lives. And there's also the issues that will really determine how they will vote or who they will vote for during the election. And those are first and foremost unemployment. As you probably know, South Africa has got a very high unemployment figure, a third of its working age population. And then, of course, there are the questions around energy provision, because we've had these rolling blackouts because our energy grid cannot really cope with the demand anymore due to long-term underinvestment in the system. And then, of course, the third is corruption. So we are not sure yet what turnout is going to look like at the election, because that would really be decisive for the outcome. We have asked our respondents in this election just to get a sense of where their vote might go, whether they feel close to any political party.
Did you find out, for example, which party or parties are likely to benefit from this seeming dissatisfaction that the voters are telling you?
So I think that this is the critical thing. We've asked respondents in the survey, if there was an election tomorrow, which party would you vote for? And an interesting result for us is that about a third of respondents who have indicated that they are registered to vote and that they are likely to vote indicated that they do not know yet which party they will vote for. Now, your next question might be, what are those voters sort of likely to vote? Who would they lean towards? And what we have seen is that close to about 50% of voters have indicated that they do not feel close or partisan towards any political party in South Africa. And we have seen that levels of party affinity decline over the past 15 years. And what that means is that political parties can no longer just rely on the blind loyalty of ordinary South Africans to vote for them. No longer an emotive issue, it is an issue-based vote. That is particularly very prominent among young voters, who are far more discerning than older South Africans in terms of whether they are going to vote, and secondly, which party they will vote for.
So, Jan, how big or large was your survey pool? And I'm interested in knowing, how did you collect the information? Did you interview the respondents directly?
Yes, so it was a telephonic survey of 1,800 South Africans, whose telephone numbers were drawn from a database of about 14 million phone numbers. South Africa's population is about 16 million. We got the sample as representative in terms of the different population groups, in terms of gender, in terms of the rural-urban breakdown, and so forth. So we were confident sort of the accuracy of our sample.